The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. There's good news in the fight against an insidious form of brain cancer, glioblastoma. And it has to do with a vaccine that most of us already get. More after this from Charlie. Duke University is on the cutting edge of treating glioblastoma, the type of stubborn brain tumor that killed Senator Ted Kennedy in 2009. What makes these tumors so stubborn is that they're able to cloak themselves, so they're invisible to the body's immune system. Researchers at Duke University got the idea to extract the patient's white blood cells, artificially train them to attack a protein in the tumor, and then re-inject those cells into the patient. A great idea, but unfortunately, it didn't work quite as well as doctors had hoped. Then a brainstorm. Why not deliberately trigger an allergic reaction to prime the body's immune system and then inject the trained white blood cells? So doctors tried using a standard tetanus shot, like the one most children get.
The tetanus produces a certain chemical, which is a super activator for the vaccine.
They did a small study. Six patients got the standard immune cell treatment, and six others got a tetanus shot to prime the body's immune system before the cells were injected. And the results were dramatic. Without the tetanus shot, patients survived on average a year and a half. But with the tetanus shot, three of them survived almost 2 years, two lived over 5 years, and 68-year-old Sandy Hilburn, who got the treatment 9 years ago? Well, here she is talking with CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
You had one grandson before you got sick.
Yes.
Did you ever imagine you would be able to be around to see five more grandchildren?
This sounds so obnoxious, but yes. In fact, I think I'm good for at least another 10 years.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.